Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
The compressor.
Would you prefer we do like I could do some Creed and we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Hello, we're back. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
It's like Creed is like got that sort of almost like a country vibe. That
it
same
sounds
thing like,
the same as like Eddie Vedder.
Right. Yeah. It's like Pearl like, Gunner. Except Eddie Vedder just shakes his head a bunch, so it's like
The tick.
Girl, me smoking grass today.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, I have parodies for literally everything.
Of course.
It's not true, not everything.
Especially stuff like, Pearl Jam, where you can't really understand the words. It's way easier to parody. You create a parody just trying to figure out what the actual lyrics are.
It is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. If you're just tuning in, you can find out more about us over at freetalklive.com. It's the Sunday night edition, which means we do things a little bit differently, try to take things a little bit lighter, have a little more fun. Because, like, a lot of the stuff we talk about is very, very serious, but it's important to be entertaining, and so we sort of, like, take that seriously.
Scour the internet for number two stories.
Certainly do. Man. Talk about a gold mine, if you will.
Yeah.
a brown mine. I don't know.
Brown Friday.
How else to describe that. But one of the things that helps keep this show going is those people who've decided to become amplifiers of Free Talk Live. What does that mean? Well, you can visit amps.freetalklive.com and find out all about the amplifier program. Essentially, it's where you get to donate some money to our AMPS program. It's a Patreon-type setup, so you get some perks, some little benefits to being an amplifier, such as the commercial-free version of Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
On the podcast side there. But that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring to you of peace, freedom, liberty, and prosperity, and help get this program onto more radio stations. That's where most of that fundage goes to. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So that's what you're doing, becoming an amplifier. You're helping us advertise, market, promote, and support. So I have to say thank you to Nick Barnett. Nick Barnett is a silver-level amplifier. That means he gives us $5 a month. That's all we ask for, $5. You can give more. You can give 10, 25. There's a bunch of different levels.
It's like a gold back.
Yeah.
A gold back a month.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Roughly.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
I think it's the best use of your Liberty dollar. If you want to help spread the message of freedom, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again to Nick Barnett for being today's amplifier. We appreciate you. So, moving on, we were talking about this headline. Raunchy alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party included open sex, lawsuit claims.
That's just clickbait. Come on.
Or is it?
Or is it?
Or is it we clicked on it, certainly.
Or is it just taco filling?
Or did Taco Bell just put this out for advertising? So they get their Taco Bell.
Why else would you go to Taco Bell?
It's entirely possible. Before we get into that story, though, let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, what's on your mind?
Good evening, guys, and Nikki. Well, this kind of ties into your number two story and the homeless crisis that's going on in pretty much every major city in the United States anymore.
Dude, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's got like a population of maybe 25,000 people, and there are a bunch of homeless people here. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I'm just saying the bigger ones, the ones that have declared themselves like, what do they call them, where you can't be prosecuted or...
Sanctuary City?
Oh, the sanctuary cities, right, yeah.
Yeah, with the shoot-up zones or whatever.
Yep, yep. Free needles.
Well,
what?
The Texas governor and the Florida governor and I don't know how many other southern states that are being bombarded with all these border crossings. The Biden administration, kind of on the hush-hush, this has been going on for over a year now, they've been sending massive amounts of sky marshals. Because that's, of course, one of the government's private police forces, and they don't have to bring it to light down to the border to help curtail the situation.
I saw a headline about that. Yeah, I saw a headline about that recently.
Though they don't admit that there's a problem, they're trying to do something about the problem that doesn't exist.
With the quiet force, right?
What were they using the sky marshals for specifically? Do you remember?
Yeah, no, not down there, but they're taking them off of all the, you know, local and international flights. So people still have a false sense of security thinking that there might be one of these jamokes on board. But, you know, I mean, the sky marshal all goes back to the 9/11 hijacking.
Yeah.
Which we all know is a farce. And, you know, the government created that as, you know, that's the game they play. They create a problem and then they pretend to come in and fix it, though they don't.
Yes, the Hegelian dialectic is the term for that. It's problem, reaction, solution. Government creates a problem, it declares that it's the problem, and then it declares it has or it reacts to the problem and says, something must be done about it, and then it declares that it has a solution to the problem it created, and everybody goes, oh, thank you, government, you're so nice, even though their solution doesn't really solve anything.
It's going to take an act of Congress. Well, we could do that.
That's all Congress does is act like they have a job, act like they do anything productive. Sorry, Major, go ahead.
Congress acting is just getting out of bed, I think, anymore.
Barely. All right, what else is anyone?
All right, that's all I have for you guys tonight.
Oh, Major.
I might want to chew on that one.
Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. Circling back to the raunchy alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party that included open sex.
Oh, yeah.
Since we haven't gotten into it yet. A former Los Angeles Taco Bell employee is suing the company and a franchise owner after she claims a Christmas party at the fast food restaurant descended into a drunken mess that included open sex. Like,
is she mad about it?
As opposed to closed sex? I mean, yeah. Why the modifier?
I think is the like group aspect.
Okay.
Like, that's the Taco Bell part.
It's a fiesta.
Yeah, it's a fiesta. Come on.
Taco orgy.
It's not the single order of nachos. It's the party platter.
Chalupa.
Alana filed her lawsuit last week at Los Angeles Superior Court. The suit alleges that her supervisor invited her to the December 18th, 2022 party at the San Pedro Taco Bell at which she worked. She was encouraged to bring food for a potluck-style buffet, and her contribution was a bowl of guacamole.
Wait, you work at a fast food restaurant, you have to bring stuff for potluck?
Potluck, that's right.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
And guacamole, I mean, that's something they serve there.
I guess they're probably just tired of eating that food. Like, yeah. I'm not going to go there and eat that.
Yeah.
I
mean,
have you had Taco Bell, like, recently?
Yeah.
And if you work
I told
there?
You in a pinch, yeah, it tastes great at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're starving after a concert. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
But in the morning, you got to go to City Hall, I bet.
And it ain't pronounced City either.
Like Sean Connery would say.
What? Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Once Alana arrived, she discovered that her supervisor covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper and also covered the cameras for the lobby in the inside of the restaurant, according to the complaint. Well, okay, so first of all, You're not supposed to have these kinds of parties, you know, in these types of establishments. If you're going to have one, you should have it off premise.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I'm certain after having worked in food, at least way back in the day, that whoever was planning this was doing so without the permission of the business.
No way.
We'll find out. So anyway, windows recovered with wrapping paper, cameras recovered up for some reason. She claims her supervisor provided alcohol to staffers, several of whom were overserved.
I don't know. This party sounds pretty cool.
So far, if I were working there and I showed up and the cameras were all covered up, the windows were all covered up, and the supervisor or whoever, the manager, is like, here, have some booze. I'd be like, sweet. Cool party, bro.
Yeah.
So far.
Cutty guacamole.
Yeah.
Around midnight, Alana had stepped outside for a short time, probably to have a smoke, I'm guessing. She walked back into the restaurant and saw a coworker, quote, having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party.
Oh, my gosh.
She alleges. I mean.
Yeah, it's a little. I mean.
Okay, but, like, you can choose to leave at that point if it turns into that kind of party, right?
Yeah, just stay outside until they're done.
just wait until they're done, you weirdo. Yeah.
The co-worker's wife, Alana claims, was also kissing her female manager and another female co-worker at the same time.
Whoa. Bow-chicka-bow-wow.
Bow-chicka-bow-wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty...
This is what we call a swingers party.
Yeah.
Leave your keys in the
bowl. It sounds to me like democracy. All right. Shocked, disgusted, and outraged.
No, don't be so dramatic.
Alana alleges that she first ran out of the restaurant, but then ran back inside
just to make sure what was going on. I can't believe my eyes.
Let me finish this sentence. Shocked, disgusted, and outraged, Alana alleges she first ran outside the restaurant, but then went back inside to retrieve her guacamole bowl. Only to find that her manager and the other co-worker involved in the sexual encounter were vomiting.
In the bowl of guacamole.
Mm-hmm. One threw up in the trash, while the other vomited in her guacamole bowl. According to the complaint. Oh. I can't believe you called that.
Wow.
That's so funny.
It's amazing.
Jeez, it's like AI wrote this.
Alana says she reported the incident to Taco Bell Human Resources.
Oh, my God.
And Alvarado Restaurant Group, the Colorado-based franchisee. Because, you know.
I mean, it sounds like everybody else there was down with the get down except for her.
Yeah.
So, and, I mean, take the hint and leave.
Yeah, like.
Get a new job. It's you know, like.
Get your guacamole bowl the next time you show up for work. Right?
Yeah.
Or just leave it. Just buy another guacamole.
Just sleep it.
I'm sure you can get free one on Craigslist.
So she's being so dramatic. Like, I was disgusted. I had to flee the scene. Like, this is horrific. All this stuff.
Maybe she was ugly and nobody wanted to FTC her.
Yeah, maybe.
But she had to run back to get her $3 guacamole bowl.
That's the thing, right? So if you were so, like, traumatized, why did you go back in?
Maybe she really wanted to participate.
She had
and wasn't allowed.
No, she wanted to get another look.
No, oh,
she was like, I just want to make sure this is...
She was like, no, Pornhub won't do. I have to go...
That's what people do at parties?
I have to go see this orgy inside of the Taco Bell kitchen.
Yeah.
Like guacamole.
This is food service, ladies and gentlemen. This is regular occurrence.
If you have experience with guacamole as lubricant, give us a call, 603-283-6160.
Or don't give us a call, please.
Don't. The manager and other coworkers involved in the sexual encounter were fired, her complaint states.
Well, that's kind of lame. I mean, I don't think they deserve to be fired. I mean, who doesn't have like, a little work orgy? Like, whatever, you know what I mean?
I mean, we all have them.
I mean, yeah.
Right here at the studio. I'll bring you a guacamole bowl next week. You ready for that, Captain? That big hard drive you got?
Big and clunky.
Oh, man.
Better bring a big guacamole bowl.
We are spiraling out of control here.
I don't know how.
Please call now and get us onto a different subject.
we've got it, and be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
After their termination, Alana alleges she was threatened and had her car window shattered by someone associated with her former coworker.
What a where is this again?
Arizona?
Does it say
LA?
Oh, LA. LA? Yeah. What part of LA?
Or La, as I like to call it, San Pedro.
Okay.
You can't find better Mexican food out there than the Taco Bell.
I know, right? Why do they even have Taco Bell out there, honestly?
Well, and like, I don't know about here, but in the Seattle, Washington area, all of the Taco Bells are staffed by mainly Asian-looking people.
Oh. Hmm. Well, yeah.
I'm like,
maybe they own a franchise.
So it's totally
because all the Mexican people work at good restaurants.
Right. Right. So yeah. Note to self, if you're looking for good Mexican food, right?
The Asian people don't know how to make it.
Go to a place where there's some Mexican people who work at the place.
Right.
I'm just saying, man.
Authentic.
My opinion, you know, my experience, you know, you're not going to first of all, Taco Bell isn't Mexican food. It's something that like tries to look like Mexican food, but it ain't. At any rate, somebody got fired, and then something happened to her car. It was shattered by allegedly, someone associated with the former co-workers. Taco Bell and the franchisee, quote, did nothing about these threats instead and told her that they were transferring her to a new location rather than disciplining the employees who threatened her, according to the complaint. So
I
feel like this person isn't like.
Yeah, there's more to the story.
Yeah, I feel like this Alana person might not be the most tolerant and friendly person on planet Earth.
No.
Alana eventually quit. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's just what you should have done in the first place.
But alleges she has suffered actual consequential and incidental financial losses. Taco Bell.
I know. I just feel like
get real, lady.
Her car window. I hate to victim blame, but it's like you rat on all these people to HR. I mean, I'm not a huge fan.
Got a couple people fired.
Yeah, like I'm not a huge fan of people that go to HR. I know there's like certain circumstances, like if you're actually being harassed or whatever. But it's like, come on, man. Yeah. You work at Taco Bell. Like, go work at a different location. It's like a franchise. You know what I mean?
Take it out in the parking lot.
But you're in Los Angeles. There's at least like 10 Taco Bells within driving distance from wherever you are.
Yeah, there has to be.
It only, you know, at least 3 of them probably don't have regular orgies, so she might feel more comfortable there.
She also alleges that Taco Bell violated anti-discrimination laws, according to the New York Post. KTLA, that's the television station that this article comes to us from, reached out to Taco Bell and the Alvarado Restaurant Group for comment. Quote, while we don't own or manage this location, the franchisee who owns and operates this restaurant has shared that they take these claims very seriously, a Taco Bell spokesperson said. That is the end of the article.
And they said, no mas.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
That's good. That was a good one. I really enjoyed that.
So that was good. That was good clickbait. It worked.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
All right. So,
we clicked and we're not disappointed.
Yeah.
So we know young people generally occupy these fast food jobs, right?
Yeah.
It's like pretty common for it to be your first job.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a city or anywhere, you know, urban or suburban.
Yeah.
So what do teens want to be when they grow up? What did you want to be when you grew up?
That's a good question.
I honestly,
probably like a ballerina, like a dancer. Okay. That was kind
of
what I did.
Do you?
Music related stuff was what I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when you were like a
teenager?
No, before that.
Oh, as a kid?
8, 10, 12 years old?
I think I was always fascinated by like the public works trucks that came by and like put the asphalt down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like they put the sand there, then they're cleaning like those street sweepers. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I know these guys make a lot of overtime. These guys are getting paid well.
And then a snow plow comes by, like that snow plow guy's out all night. Here comes the snow plow. It's 2 in the morning. He's like, that guy's driving around a snow plow. I thought that was pretty cool. As a kid.
Yeah.
But
I had the same kind of thing with, like, the tow truck driver. And I'm like, that guy's driving a car to help fix a car or something. Right.
Right?
But I got into comic books in my, you know, I don't know, 8, you know, 7, 8-year-old era. And you know, I wanted to be a superhero, of course, because I'm reading all these superhero comics.
Not writing about superheroes.
You know. No, no, no.
Being a superhero.
Right, yeah, but like, of course, well, that's freaking impossible, right?
Yeah, you know? I mean, yeah, with that attitude, it sure is.
Like, you know, I'm trying to put a spider in the microwave and then, have him bite me to become Spider-Man.
And
but
then
like,
you're like, he just died. What a dumb spider.
Yeah, like, what's going on? So, I remember thinking that, you know, I wouldn't mind acting. You know what I mean? Like being on the television. I thought for a minute I could play football. I was wrong. That didn't last very long. So those are the kinds of things that, you know, that went through my mind. We did used to play Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, you can't play that anymore.
Yes. I know. Like,
oh, you can't do that anymore.
But like full on, like with the cowboy hat and the little cap guns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then somebody was dressing up with the headband and the one feather, you know, wearing the fringe, like we'd make a fringe looking thing out of like, you know, some old braggy t-shirts or something, you know. We were creative because we had to be.
Right. There was no internet back then.
So it's 2023. What do you suppose?
There's plenty of internet now.
This supposedly innocent question has been lobbed at children and teenagers for decades, although the answers might differ now due to the rise of social media and the possibility of achieving worldwide fame not being confined to appearing on the big screen or arena stages. Statista's Florian Zant reports, according to a 2021 survey by YouGov, weighted by age and gender, teenage boys and girls in the United States share some similarities when it comes to their dream job, even though the top spots couldn't be further away from each other.
OnlyFans?
I wonder what that means. Well, yeah, I mean, okay, take some stabs. You,
baseball player or, you know, football,
okay.
NFL,
what do you think? What do you think the...
Maybe, yeah, I would say OnlyFans. They want to, you know, or like an influencer. They want to be like an
influencer.
Instagram.
Yeah,
different
right.
than
a TikToker.
Different, yeah. But usually there's a lot of overlap there.
TikTok famous they want to be.
All right.
Yeah.
They have an infographic here, and we'll talk about that in a minute. 12% of male teens listed professional athlete as their preferred future job, followed by 11%. This is male teens, followed by 11% who wanted to become an online content creator.
Influencer.
Influencer, marketing person.
Classic dream jobs like musician, 6%, and doctor or nurse, 5%, still made the top 5, albeit barely.
Yeah. Mm. Well, who wants to be a doctor? You know what I mean? Well, why would you want to be a doctor when
a
you can be a...
medical doctor?
A TikTok.
Yeah, when you can be on TikTok. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, like... In some
you can
ways,
be a TikTok doctor.
In some ways, I have the utmost respect for doctors.
Yeah.
Specifically, emergency room doctors.
Yeah.
Right? Because
For sure.
you get this cross-section of humanity that very few people get a look at.
Yeah. The amount of trauma those doctors and nurses must have, I mean, you have to be a special person. I would never be able to work in that specialty, ever.
Coming up, we'll find out what the answers to this question are for female teens and girls, as well as what this means for the future production of everyone, really. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released from Hamas. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Reaction is coming in over a Saturday night shooting in Vermont of three students of Palestinian descent. Burlington police say their investigation is in the early stages and have not publicly said if they have a motive. While authorities haven't indicated whether or not they're calling it a hate crime, the Council on American Islamic Relations announced it's offering a $10,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of the perpetrator or perpetrators. The Kiss End of the Road Tour is back on the road. The band had to cancel his final two shows while Paul Stanley was sidelined with a bout of the flu. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Segment of tonight's Sunday Night Edition. The telephone number 603-283-6160 if you want to join us.
Oh, yeah.
Again, 603-283-6160. We're talking about what teens want to be when they grow up. And, you know, we kind of gave, you know, some of the usual stuff you hear.
TikToker,
social media, influencer.
Yeah, influencer, whatever, content kind of creator.
We heard what teen males want to be, and that include professional athletes, online content creator, doctor, nurse, that kind of stuff. We're all in the top five. But for females, which we haven't talked about yet, the latter seems to be the most coveted future job, with 13% of teenage girls wanting to become a medical professional.
Cool. That's typically like female-held positions.
Why do you think that is?
I think because naturally women are like more caring, and they're more like they're in the like the caretaker role, more just like biologically. I think it goes into like hormonal makeup, and I'm not supposed to say this anymore, but I will because it's true. Where normally men are more like providers in a sense where they're like building like more into the trades, and women are more like at home taking care of the kids, and that kind of more translates into as a career being a nurse, being a doctor. It's genetic. It's like literally in
built
our,
into
DNA.
Our DNA.
It's like this is how the world functions, is because men do these things and women do these things.
Well, and like I'm just trying to think about my own experiences. On the occasions that I go to a doctor, a hospital, something along those lines, I'm infinitely more comfortable working with or talking with a woman than I am a man.
Yeah, they're just softer. Right. You know what I mean? Like it's like, oh well, I feel like I can open up to you more. I can share more, maybe more compassionate. Yeah,
I can't explain what that is. Like, effectively, when I've been treated by like a male doctor versus a female doctor or whatever, like no real difference. They treated the thing. They gave me what I needed. Yeah. They gave me some drugs, whatever. Right? They fixed the ailment or whatever it is. So effectively, you know. But like my level of comfort for whatever reason is far superior when it's
on a subconscious level. And I'm sure a lot of people probably agree. I mean, I agree with you. I'd prefer to work with a female in that sort of setting.
Yeah. Captain loves the ladies.
Oh yeah.
Whether they love me. while 11%, so 13% of teenage girls said they want to become a medical professional, 11% say actress as their dream occupation.
That's got kind of ties in with the athlete for the male side.
I guess, right? Sure.
Yeah, that's the unattainable goal.
Yeah, right.
You need those. It's like, I want to be an astronaut. Okay, well, space isn't real.
I had that one because that was like the precursor to my infatuation with science fiction.
Yeah.
Because science fiction is all about outer space, aliens, life forms, space travel, that kind of stuff.
You're like, I want to do Star Trek.
Exactly.
USS Enterprise.
The fact that becoming a YouTuber, streamer, or vlogger made the top five for participants of both genders shows the rapid development of financial and societal clout attributed to online personalities for better or worse. Are we online personalities? We are.
I guess so.
Wait, was it something? But it was something about financial.
Yeah, so, finances?
We're not. Yeah, we don't get to partake in that.
The accusation has been levied against Free Talk Live that we're funded by
Coca-Cola, the Koch brothers.
Yeah, the Koch brothers, or some other entity related to it, whatever. Like, no, dude. Like, no, we're not. Free Talk Live, I could tell you, in my honest opinion, is the most honest show.
What mainstream, like, we are very non-mainstream.
We're so underground, even the underground doesn't know who we are.
Like, who's paying us to do a number two story every week?
No one. It's
you know
free.
What I mean?
It's free.
Actually, no, we do have amplifiers, so
amplifiers.
It's like crowdsourced.
We are crowdfunded. Yes, that is.
Yeah, crowdfunded,
When it comes to advertising, marketing, promoting, and supporting us, yes, we are crowdfunded when it comes to that.
But it's not to pay us, it's to promote.
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah, I think it's public knowledge that we give a stipend to the co-hosts of like $20.
Right.
To just pay gas money to like get here and that kind of thing. Like if you divide that, into hourly, like do the math. Figure it out.
It just pays for my snacks to sit here and eat.
Yeah. It pays for my dinner that we have at Social Sunday.
You would be doing that anyways.
I would. But what I'm saying is like it offsets the expense of coming here and do the show. We don't actually get paid anything. So
if you'd like to join,
you have to want to be on this show. That's all I'm saying.
There's no money incentive to do this.
Well, and radio isn't what it used to be, right? It used to be you got on the radio, you're a big radio star.
You're a DJ.
Right? It's like radio and TV were exclusive.
Star.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But now the internet's
killed all of that.
The internet has taken over, and now radio is just like, sub niche.
Yeah.
Niche, whatever.
So we are influencers, but
we are.
Yeah.
The fact so according to Influencer Marketing Hub, the market size for influencer marketing has doubled since 2019 and was valued at $16.4 billion worldwide in 2022. Well,
I mean, if everyone becomes an influencer, then it's like Elvis. You know, there was Elvis in the 70s. Then after Elvis died,
the building.
Well, after he died, then, like, you know, there were one in 100,000 people were Elvis impersonators.
Right.
Then if you follow that trajectory, you know, it was like one in 10,000 and then one in 1,000.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you follow the trajectory, it's like one in 10 people are going
to
be Elvis
impersonators. Yeah, you have to go to Vegas now.
So not, yeah, so like no, everyone wants to be an influencer, and then when everyone's an influencer, no one's an influencer.
Yeah. Well, and only so many people. I mean, you have to be like top tier. And you know what? I think it's like luck almost, like right place, right time, know the right people, mixed with like having a special kind of personality. And because, you know, I follow a lot of like travel vloggers. That's just something I'm interested in on YouTube. And you have people that have millions of subscribers, and because they have that something special, they just have that personality. They're just really good. Like, their video editing's down pat. Like, they got it going on. And then you have other people who might have, like, 10,000 followers, or, you know, they still have a good amount of followers. Like, people are watching their content, but they're not making a living. Making big bucks doing that. Because, you know, like, not everyone is going to have 50 million subscribers. Yeah. That's just how it is. There's only a select few people who are going to be, like, the biggest thing in the content creators.
And, you know, and they're not doing all the work. I mean, they have a staff of writers,
Once they get big enough, they do have to outsource some of that, because then it just gets... And I think part of that, like, investing in your business, I mean, this is just business 101, but, like, reinvesting is part of...
Business.
Continuing to grow your business and making money doing it. Because you can do something. You can have millions of subscribers and not make money. Especially now, YouTube's not really paying people anymore. Now you have to go out there and get your own sponsors and stuff like that. Like, that's how those people are making money.
Yeah.
Through the sponsors.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, you gotta, you know, if I'm sponsored by Yeti, I have to sell, like, you have to use my code or else I'm not making those kickbacks. So that's kind of how all that works, and it's not as easy as a lot of these teens probably think it is.
Saw,
you know what I mean? Like,
I saw a pretty awesome meme in that, like, it made me think and also made me laugh. It was,
I love that.
That's the definition of a meme.
Yeah.
Right?
It's great.
It was a picture of a dude holding a protest sign.
Yeah.
And it said, equal pay for men on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Sorry, bud. Not in high demand.
Sorry, guys.
I thought that was
pretty good. I thought it was a guy holding the sign and said, my arms are tired.
My arms are tired.
No, but I have one saved somewhere. I don't think it's on my phone anymore, but it was a guy at a protest, right? So there's a protest going. You can kind of, like, most of the signs are sort of blurred out, but you can't really read what they're saying. And his just says, I hate signs.
The best one I saw was save our teachers with an A-R-E.
Save our teachers.
Oh, God.
At a protest.
So back to this infographic about what the teens want to be when they grow up. So male, 12% professional athlete, 11% YouTube streamer, 6% musician, 6% professional gamer. Forgot about that one.
Wow. That's a new big one. So, and Matt likes to play...
Used to be your parents said, don't waste your time playing video games. Yeah. You could be doing something. You could be learning something or get a job or whatever.
That's
like
me.
Now,
I'm that person that's like, yeah, go get a job. But Matt was telling me, like, a Call of Duty and, like, a lot of those, like, video games, like, because I'm like, why are you watching a YouTube video of somebody else playing a video game? Like, that is so dumb. It's so boring. I don't get it. But he's like, no, it's the same as people watching sports. Yeah. I'm like, well, I also think that's dumb, so maybe it still tracks with how my brain works. But that's what people, you know what I mean? Like, I guess it's not any different than you watching a football game.
Right.
You're just watching someone play a game because they're better at it than you.
Well, a lot of those, you know, Call of Duty video games are basically to turn you into a 21st century soldier so you can remote control those dogs or a robot or a drone so you can blow things up. You know, half a world away.
So rounding out the top five for male teenagers, doctor or nurse, 5%. So those are the top five for male. Top five for female, doctor or nurse, 13%. So in a bit of a flip-flop from the males. Actress, 11%. Doctor, nurse, 13%. Actress, 11%. Musician, 9%. Artist, 7%. And YouTuber/streamer at 6%.
YouTuber.
Yeah.
No, it sounds so dumb, right?
Isn't there? Well, never mind.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Well, somebody does.
Somebody cares.
Let's see if... I tried to screen this guy a minute ago. Let's see if he's with us. Are you with us, David?
What?
Ah, there you are. It's David in New Mexico, everybody.
Who's this? Yeah. I want to respond to or answer Gigi's questions, but a couple other side comments. Nikki, you were saying we should be able to build a shack in the woods like we could 100 years ago. You can still do that in most states in the country. You can do it here. There are no building permits required where I'm at, and there are
maybe you have to buy the land, right, and pay taxes.
Yeah, buy the land. The cost of an acre of land for $1,000. The taxes will be like $50 a year.
Yeah.
And there are no building. There's no building codes that you have. You can build whatever you want. You can build a shack. But I warn you though, if you do build a shack in New Mexico, then Ian Freeman will make fun of you on the radio. So you might want to build something to code so you don't get made fun of on Free Talk Live. I wasn't calling to brag, but since you're
talking
about it
earlier, was he
really
making fun of the shack, though, or just making fun of you?
Well, there you go. You answered your own question. But
the question
in that same vein, I grew up in Minnesota, and we're not as smart as you guys in New Hampshire because we're number two, not number one. But I did graduate in every class I was in. I was in the top 10% of the class in the number two state. So maybe that's worth something. You know, maybe not quite as smart as New Hampshire.
All right.
Yeah. And.
And Minnesota's one of the top 12 states.
He said top two. He's number two.
No, it's one of the top 12.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota is one of the top 12 states.
In the country, yes.
Yeah, in the country.
Yeah, right. And Steve Classic, you said next they'll be coming for your kids' lemonade stand.
Yes.
Sorry to tell you, they've been doing that for 20 years, coming after kids' lemonade stands in various states around the nation. I think Captain just...
Yeah, they don't have a health permit or something, or a health business.
Health
department.
Permit, underage labor, you name it, the cops will show up and take right. confiscate your lemonade and put the little 6-year-old, 8-year-old out of business. And answering the Gigi's question, though, about, you know, first of all, the organized crime, you know, like the mafia, the Italian, you got the Italian mob.
Oh, that question. I thought you were answering hard or soft.
What?
The pretzel question.
Well, both, actually, Gigi. It depends on whether you're playing the Stranglehold by Ted Nugent or if you're playing Barry White.
Okay. All right. I can get down with that. Continue.
Yeah. By the way, I did once, I needed to make some money, so I started a tribute band or whatever you want to call it for Barry White, and I sang the part of Barry White. My stage name was Barry White. And it worked out famously. Not quite as good as the original, but, you know, Barry White is Barry White. And so, Gigi, you were asking about all these evil people. And that kind of in the same vein as...
Yeah, repeat the question for our listeners that have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'll let people figure the question out for themselves because I don't have an exact quote of the question.
Then give us the gist of the question.
That's what I was in the process of doing was giving you the gist, which falls into the vein of Gene Simmons' Kiss lunchboxes. But Gigi was questioning why Putin, Zelensky, who else did she name, Netanyahu, and the Argentinian Malay guy, why are they being autocrats doing this, doing that? They all happen to be Khazarians, which are now they call themselves Jewish people, but the Bible refers to them as the fake Jews. And if you study, you know, like fiat currency, you're not a fan of fiat currency. That came out of Babylonian money magic along the Silk Trail. That's how this all got started and how you got enslaved by these people. But let me go back to my beginning. The Italian mafia. The Serbian mafia, the Albanian mafia, the Irish mafia, the Jewish mafia, all, many different demographics have a mafia. These guys are the Khazarian mafia, and if you look into the Bible and the history surrounding it and compare the term Judahites to Jewish, they're not the same thing, and it goes back to Khazaria. And Ukraine was on the Silk Road. Israel, what didn't exist as Israel, what did 2,000 years ago, there were Israelites. There were 12 tribes, 13 tribes, and then they just kind of disbanded. And then all of a sudden, in 1947, 48, bam, we got to create this state called Israel that pushed all a bunch of other people out. And then now there's talk about, Israel, there's so much problems there. Maybe all the Israelis need to move up into Ukraine. So, like I said, Zelensky is he calls himself a Jewish dude. Putin is essentially a Jewish dude. And Malay just recently converted to Judaism. And so there's a thing there that if you might want to study, and you'll get a lot of your questions answered, and people just don't seem to know this thing.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, David. 603-283-6160. We might have time to get you in. I do want to mention that we have this other story here. David was talking about the Bible, so we might as well go biblical here.
Wow.
This from the Daily Star. Blue-eyed AI Jesus threatens damnation if viewers ignore his TikTok commandments.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been ignoring them. I'm sorry.
A TikTok account claiming to be Jesus returning to Earth has been giving blessings to believers and threatening damnation to those who don't comply with his demands online.
Send me money.
Yeah,
or you're going to hell.
This is the new, like, televangelism.
Yeah.
You know?
Send me Bitcoin.
AI Jesus. Oh, my God.
Jesus has apparently made his second coming, no pun intended, via social media, giving blessings and threatening damnation after videos claiming to be him have surfaced online. A TikTok account, which has gained more than 9 million likes across 70 videos, has been posing as the biblical figure under the username Daily Believer. The profile shares clips made.
Sounds legit.
Right?
I was going to say, I wonder if they wanted, if they, you know, when they were a kid, they said, well, I'm going to start this Daily Believer thing, and I'm going to be an influencer. Probably not.
The profile shares clips made with artificial intelligence. Clips showing the self-declared Jesus with long hair, a beard, and blue eyes based on the 1940 painting Head of Christ. So in other words, an inaccurate portrayal.
Right. Yeah.
Each clip shows the computer-generated Jesus telling viewers they must share this video with their friends and family and comment, I believe, if they believe in God.
Or else.
But if they do not comply with his demands, he tells them they will face damnation.
Damnation. Wow.
One clip.
It sounds very coercive, or you know.
Well, religion is the basis of government.
Right.
It's the, hey, do as we say,
or
else.
Yep. You're going to
one
hell.
One nation under God.
Right. So that's where government literally comes from. Right. It's just that religions could only threaten you with these esoteric things like hell.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, that sounds like it's not going to happen for a while, so I guess I don't care.
Right. Well, until I die, I guess I'll just do whatever
jail,
I want.
But jail feels a lot closer.
Jail,
like, oh, gosh.
You know, an armed guy in a costume with a badge, right? You know, pointing a gun at you. You know?
It's like, well, yeah, I can see that.
An armed confrontation, right? Every time you're pulled over, by the way, by a policeman, that is an armed confrontation.
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you could say that it's not, you would say it's not an armed confrontation.
The cop would be, you're like, I'm sorry, officer. This is an armed confrontation. Like, no, this isn't, you're not under duress or anything. Like, what happens if I drive away?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. If I drive away, then it becomes an armed confrontation.
So it is that from the beginning.
Right.
It's when you don't comply that it turns into something
that's right.
True. That you realize what's really going on.
I mean, what else? So say, like, if this happened, like, a random stranger drives you off the road, puts these blinding lights on,
mm-hmm.
walks up to your car with a taser, pepper spray, gun, baton, a whole, like, utility belt of weapons.
Sunglasses.
And then it's sunglasses and a flashlight that's blinding.
And he's got another guy with him.
And it's, another guy with him and, like, six on the way. And is demanding your papers. I mean, what if in any other circumstance you're like, well, this person is a terrorist.
Yeah. It sounds like it could be coming a number two story.
Yeah.
And or something that resembles the Nazis. Papers, please.
Yeah, Gestapo, yeah.
Right? Like, why
I'm just
should
going
you,
to work.
Why should you Chill have out. To show a driver's license and proof of insurance? Why should you even have to
you
pull over?
Have to do any of that. Yeah.
They just get you with a license plate reader, and they should have all that information.
Right.
Right? I don't know. Unless someone had, you know, someone stole your car.
At any rate, one clip from one of these AI Jesus videos, which is pinned to the top of the Daily Believer account after gaining more than 3.5 million likes. The account said in the caption, "This video brings a special visitor to you straight from my home. He is someone I know very well. His name is Jesus Christ. He is ready to enter your life, bring protection to your family, and cleanse your heart with his love.
Well, God bless.
And if not,
send me money.
If not, you're damned.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Church of Suicidal. We'll have a sermon and a wonderful recital. But before we go on, there's something I must mention, an important message I must bring to your attention. I was in meditation and prayer last night. I was awoken by a shining bright light. Overhead, a glorious spirit. He gave me a message, and y'all need to hear it. Send me your money.
Yep.
It's a little Suicidal Tendencies poetry for you.
Yep.
If you don't know the song, go look it up. It's called Send Me Your Money.
Yep. Plus.
The same video offers a kind of damnation to users who do not share the clip with friends and family. As the virtual AI Jesus said, if you reject, remember what he said. If you deny me before me, I will deny you before the Father, reciting Matthew 3:10.
Oh, my gosh.
However, he's not all gloom and doom, as some of Digital Jesus' videos feature different blessings for various people and occasions, and start with him saying, hey, over 300,000 people commented on one of his videos following his intrusions with, I believe. So I'm thinking about now our friend Aria.
Yeah.
What would her response to this be?
I don't know.
Like, not just vocally, but like she might see something like this and go, I wonder if I could do the same thing, but different.
Be an influencer.
If you feel my gist. What if there was an AI Satan?
Yeah.
Right? Giving off, like, Anton LaVey quotes and stuff like that, right? You know?
It could be Armageddon on TikTok. Who knows? The final rapture on TikTok.
What did I hear about?
Satan!
No, there was a school that...
The Connecticut has the Satan Club.
Yes,
Satan
Club. That was so funny. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that post is so funny. And it's not even satire either, because they are in that post, the flyer, I was reading it, and like they're actually like talking about like real stuff that like modern Satanists believe in. I'm like, no, this has to be real. Oh, my gosh, it was so funny, though.
I think it was just a PR stunt. Or they're trying to say, well,
I don't know.
Or they're just doing it so like if you ignore us, you better ignore the rest of the club.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to make a point. I don't know.
We are out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve Classic, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of our callers and most importantly, our listeners. If you want to find out more about Free Talk Live or find our archives, visit freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.